somebody to. You're in the 8:30. You want to be in the 10:30?
I'd love to have it in my hand.
You can pull it out. There we go. So we need somebody to read this.
I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
It seems like a husbandly thing to do.
I'll leave this to you guys.
Yeah, you got it.
Look at that delegation.
Thank you.
morning, everyone. Please be seated. Wanted to say welcome to St. James on this finally beautiful sunny morning. I have been getting increasingly more grumpy as it rains, and I know other people have too, but the sun is out and all is right with the world. So that is wonderful. I've got a couple of announcements for us today. The first is on June 7th, there is a wonderful Wortley Village tradition called Gathering on the Green. It is where the community gets together out in front of the YMCA and there's kids activities and a number of things. St. James is putting on a kids activity with some wonderful volunteers. So if you would like to be wonderful, please volunteer and you can talk to Reverend Ann after the service. It would be wonderful to have a great showing of what a wonderful community St. James is to the neighborhood around us. So that is on June 7th. Now, June 15th is the Father's Day weekend, and St. James is going to have our annual barbecue service. And so that will be a service that's at 10:30, but if you want to come at 10, you can help us set up, which would be wonderful. And then for the rest of the summer, we're going to one service at 10 o'clock after that. So June 15th is our barbecue and service, and then one service at 10 o'clock for the rest of the summer. This coming week will be the last week for Kids Camino as things shut down for the school year and things wind up for the summer. I just wanted to give a huge thank you to Reverend Ann for the work that she did at Kids Camino. She took a group of 3 kids and grew it to about 8 or 9 regularly throughout the course of the year. They're ending now because baseball is starting, and the kids are deeply torn about not being able to do both. And so when you have something that kids want to be a part of and want to do, it's a testament to the good work of Reverend Ann and the volunteers for the Kids Camino program. So and I know we are going to start up again in the fall, so keep your ears open for those announcements. So that's about all that I have. Let us take a moment to enter into worship. Would the congregation please stand? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he guard our hearts.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would you please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture?
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia, pleading with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." and she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord.
Be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations upon earth.
Let all the peoples praise you, O God.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has brought forth her increase. May God, our own God, give us his blessing. May God give us his blessing. And may all the ends of the earth stand in awe of him.
Let all the peoples praise you, O God.
Be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. How many of you consider yourselves good students? There's a couple of Keeters. I did not consider myself a good student. I spent many, many late nights cramming as much last little bit of information into my head as I possibly could. Before an exam, I did not sleep. I spent all the time that I had just trying to get that last little bit of information stuck in there so that I could make it to the next day, regurgitate it, and never remember it again. This week, preparing for my sermon, the clergy Facebook group that I'm in was lit up with conversations of, does anyone have a sermon? Does anyone know what they're going to preach about today with these readings? And so we argued it back and forth, and it came pretty clear that none of us had a really good idea about how we can take these stories that we read today and bring them alive in a new and an exciting and an engaging way in which people would say, ah, I see Jesus, I should come to this church more often. Because that's always the goal of a preacher. But we didn't quite find one. And I began to read around the gospel reading. Sometimes you need to read what came before and what came after to try to put it in context and figure out what was going on. And so what I discovered was that not only do I cram for tests and cram for sermons, and my colleagues also cram for sermons, but so does Jesus. Because what this is we read a section today from the Gospel of John called the Farewell Discourse. And where it happens is right after Jesus has instituted the Last Supper, has washed his disciples' feet, and before he gets taken away for crucifixion. There's about three chapters in there, which literally is Jesus cramming with his disciples, trying to get that last bit of information in with them so that they can remember the important stuff before everything else happens. He even takes a couple of questions, and one of them we didn't read, but the one that we read from Judas, not Iscariot, very important, was this question of, how come we understand that you are the Christ, the Messiah, and others don't? How come we get it, and others don't know that? It's a very important and very powerful question for them. They're sitting with Jesus, they're talking with him. But it's also a really important question for us. Many of us grew up in the Christian church. Many of us come to Sunday on a regular basis for something. But how do we know Jesus is the Son of God? How do we know in a faithful way, in a way that's true and resonates with the deep core of our being? Well, the three things that Jesus tries to cram with his disciples is one, you know the Father, you know God Almighty because you know me. I didn't lose a single one of the people the Father gave me. And the third that he foreshadows today is I'm sending you the Paraclete. Not the parakeet, that's a bird, we don't need one of those. But the Greek word for the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. The Holy Spirit, what we translated today as the Comforter or the Advocate. The Holy Spirit is something that Jesus promises to us so that in this day, in this time, in my life, in your life, we can begin to discern what God is doing, what God is calling us to. It would be really nice if Christianity was super simple and very easy. I would love if I heard the voice of God say, hey, head over to Askin Street and tell them about me, or head over to Bruce Street, or head up to West Mount and do this. And then you do it, and it seems very clear and precise. But it doesn't always happen like that. More often than not, being a follower of Jesus means asking, what am I supposed to do in this situation? This person is driving me nuts. How do I show the love of God to them? How do I embody the gospel and who Jesus is in my life in ways that others can see it? I went to high school in an evangelical fundamentalist Baptist school, and the question there that everyone asked was, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And I started off by saying, yes, I think I have. And then I said, I think so, but I'm not sure what you mean. And then, because I got into grade 11 and 12 and was a bit testy, I said, no, I didn't accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I accepted Jesus Christ as the personal Lord and Savior of the whole creation. And I thought I was very self-righteous for saying that. But there is something that they're getting at when they ask about a personal relationship with God. We can't just come to church on Sunday, listen to amazing music, hear scripture, and think that's all there is. No. Jesus promises us that in a way unlike any other, a gift has been given to you and to me, that the Holy Spirit is present in our lives and is calling us, is comforting us, is reminding us that there is more to this world than we can see with our eyes, that there is a spiritual truth, a spiritual reality that is so powerful and so important. So important that Jesus would take his last few hours on earth and cram with his disciples to say, the Spirit is coming and will teach you all the things that you don't already know, and will remind you of the stories that you've heard. That same Spirit is with us today. That same Spirit works in your lives, whether we like to give it credit or not. And it's always better if we do. But the Spirit calls to us very softly, in those little niggles of thoughts that come into the back of your mind. Maybe I should do this. Maybe some of you say, what would Jesus do in this situation? Maybe we all just go, let's try to live the best lives we can. The grace in this text, the grace in the promise of God, is that we are not abandoned or alone. There is something spiritually powerful with us. And not only spiritually powerful, but we also have been given the gift of a community. Look around you. Seriously, look around you. These are the people that God has called to this place. These are a spiritual family. And like a family, we have people we love and people we can't stand and all of it. But in this spiritual family, we are encouraged to put God at the center of all things. We're given countless opportunities to practice Christian love and charity so that when we walk out of these doors, we can live that life that shines with the love of Jesus, a Jesus we know, not only from the stories that we read, but from seeing his presence in one another into the world around us. Let us be light on a hill for others to see. Let us be salt that makes food more flavorful. Let us be the little sprinkling that goes into the world and encourages a world that is so pessimistic, so fearful, to trust that God has all things in hand, that God is true to his promises, and the promise to us is that we don't have to worry. We don't have to be fearful. that God will never abandon us. Everything that has been given to God, God keeps, protects, and loves. With a message like that, with that last-minute cramming session from Jesus, how can we not do anything else but rejoice and go into this world proclaiming that God is good? And all the time, God is good. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer.
The response to the prayers this morning. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of peace, when we are anxious, keep our vision on your eternal word. Fill your church with confidence in your praises. Inspire those with oversight to equip your church for its mission and ministry. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise God's name. God of peace, you lead us into truth. Give wisdom to all who lead and shape the course of nations. Open our hearts to your justice. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise God's name. God of peace, your blessing is never dispensed at the expense of others. Give us the same generosity and self-restraint that all may rejoice. May we build our communities on this capacity for kindness and responsibility. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise God's name.
God of peace, you invite us to wholeness and well-being. Pour out your healing love. Bring us to dance and rejoice in your favor. We think today especially of Sylvia, Sherry, Brian, Don and Nancy, Robert, Tom, Betty, Gavin, Cheryl, John, Charles and family, Catherine, Paul, Scott. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
God of peace, risen and ascended, your Son declares your unrestrained love. Consecrate the lives of your faithful servants departed in peace. Accept us with them into your eternal city. Give thanks to the Lord.
Rejoice and praise his name.
Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts.
we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us, that we may live and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples. He said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you," as we heard today. Let us share that peace, the peace of Christ, with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Of glory, accept all we offer you this day and bring us to that eternal city of love and light where Christ is King. We ask this in his name.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices with the whole company of heaven, We sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord, our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
remember his death, proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now
Live in us that we may live in you. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Father, you restored us to life by raising your Son from death. May we who receive this sacrament always be strengthened to do your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Whose power awakens us into infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be glory forever and ever, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, go into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks. sing.